Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Wall Street Breakfast, your daily source of market news and analysis. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher.
Good morning. Today is December 26th. I'm Daniel Schwartzman, in for Steve Brown, and this is Wall Street Breakfast. Our top stories today: e-commerce sales show more records, China updates on a phase one trade deal signing, and Amazon sees good things from Alibaba. In our top story today, U.S. holiday e-commerce sales grew nearly 19% from the 2018 period, according to new MasterCard data. Online sales represented 14.6% of the total retail sales between November 1st and Christmas Eve, boosting retail giants like Amazon, Target, and Walmart. China's Commerce Ministry spokesman said the parties are close to signing the Phase 1 trade deal agreement. The parties, the U.S. and China, are working through the necessary procedures while remaining in communication. Earlier this week, President Trump said there would be a signing ceremony with President Xi Jinping. Oil and gold prices gained in early hours after the positive comments on the U.S.-China trade deal. Brent crude and West Texas Intermediate both gained 0.4%, with the commodity also benefiting from an OPEC-led supply constriction. Gold crossed the $1,500 per ounce level, marking the strongest performance in nearly 2 months. Amazon Web Services CEO Andy Jassy told Nikkei he expects Alibaba to continue to grow into a dominant cloud player, but sees Alibaba somewhat limited to China. Jassy said enterprise and public sector cloud adoption is in the early stages, with the U.S. as much as 36 months ahead of other countries in adoption. Purchasers of Allergan's Namenda asked a federal judge to approve a $750 million settlement regarding claims the company conspired to keep generics for the Alzheimer's drug off the market. Allergan signed the settlement on December 20th, but denied any wrongdoing. In other stories to read on Seeking Alpha, Blackstone plans to replace CEO Calhoun in the coming months. Greece may tap bond markets despite having a cash buffer. China shows surging imports of U.S. soy, and investors are not concerned about a profit-stock disconnect. In today's markets, Japan and China markets closed higher, while U.S. futures are pointing upwards about 0.1%. On the economic calendar, an initial jobless claims report comes out at 8:30 a.m. today. That concludes today's Wall Street Breakfast. Thank you for listening, and have a happy holidays.
That concludes today's Wall Street Breakfast. Thank you for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to SeekingAlpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Behind the Idea, Essay for FAs, Let's Talk ETFs, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Marketplace Roundtable on those platforms as well. Have a great day.